And now we come to the time that we all came here for, the preaching of the Word of God. And we're so excited about the messenger that we have tonight. Brother Pritchard's making his way up here. And it's such a joy and blessing to be around Brother Pritchard. If not, got to spend much time around him. It's probably because he stays really busy. And he's always around getting into places, trying to help encourage people. He's spent years and years on the mission field and just dedicated his life to the work of the Lord. And now that he's back here in the area, he comes here when he can, but he tries to go around and help other area pastors, and just is a great blessing and encouragement to people around. And I think that one thing, I was just thinking about it, that's a testimony of the spirit of the man. Just a couple weeks ago, we had our missions conference, and you may have caught it, you may not have caught it, but his grandson was here as one of the missionaries who spent years on the field and now is helping over in the ministry in Missouri. But his grandson was here, but the one that wasn't here, his son, right between them, all of them are in the ministry and serving on the mission field or helping missionaries on the mission field. And by and large, I would say that there's a big part of the way that this man carries himself is the reason why those two men are in the ministry. And God is using them greatly because of the leadership of the man that we're going to hear preach tonight. So it's a treat to be able to hear Brother Pritchard tonight. We thank you for your friendship to our pastor, to our church, and to many others. You come and share God's word with us.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you so much. Amen. Be good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And it is so good that when you kind of prepared a message and you kind of waiting, say the Lord's going to give me a little nudge on that, give me a little security on that, give me a little, peace in my heart about it. And so he did. God is so good. He's good, isn't he? God is so good to us. And I'm so thankful for the privilege of being here tonight in the house of the Lord with you. And I sit here and I preach every week somewhere. I'm preaching somewhere. But I'll tell you, I'm getting butterflies tonight for some reason. Is that normal, Pastor? Is that normal to get butterflies, when you... not me, it's God, isn't it? It's the Lord. And so we're so thankful to be a part of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. I brag on the church everywhere I go and lift this church up. Talking to a young lady yesterday and just telling them about Buffalo Ridge and inviting people to come and listen to the preaching of the Word of God and just the music, everything has been wonderful, hasn't it? I mean, we have to say tonight the music is wonderful, amen? He's singing about that unseen hand, and I said, as he was singing that, I was praying back there, Lord, where's it at? Where's that unseen hand? I want you to get a hold of me, Lord, amen? So he is, thank God, he's with us, isn't he? He'll never forsake us. He'll go with us all the way, even to the end of the world, and I thank God for that. And I praise the wonderful Lord. Continue to pray for the ministry there in Missouri and Tons of Truth. We're working with them through Tons of Truth. And we're working with them as well in the Bible College. We'll go out and teach in their Bible College out there. And just continue to pray for my son, Paul. He's still having problems with his heart. And he's kind of getting some of the weight off of him. Philip's picking up the load and helping him so much. And it is such a blessing to see Philip take on such a role at such a young age. So, but he's able to do it. And I appreciate the Lord using him and appreciate the Lord using my son. And the ministry is large. And I remember Paul telling me years ago, he said, Dad, I want to get in something that's bigger than me. And I'll tell you, he's been out on the limb many times. And the Lord has come through. And it's the Lord's ministry, and it's the Lord. And I've heard our pastor say that this is God's work. This is God's ministry. And we cannot carry it. God has to carry it. God has to be the one who does the carrying, who does the lifting, who does that. And God will help us as we minister to Him and through Him. Please pray. I got a special, special prayer request tonight. One of the preacher men that's in Brazil that just started the church in September. We started the church in another city there in a place called Judice. And Wednesday, he had a massive heart attack. And he's been in intensive care. And they seem to think that he's going to pull through. But he was really, really serious. They said they lost him a few times. but pray for him. He's a new pastor, just getting started in that new work, and he's, you know, just a burden on him. So pray that the Lord would help him and raise him up, and work will continue to go on. God's got laborers, and we just pray that God will raise up laborers for the work. You know, the harvest is plenteous, isn't it? But the laborers are few, and God's able to do that, and we praise the Lord for that. I want you to open your Bibles to one of the most recognized psalms in the book of Psalms. No, I didn't tell you what chapter. I didn't tell you yet. Psalms 23. Was you already there? Okay. I said that because I read this week that Psalms 23 is one of the most beloved psalms there is. You know, Psalms 23 is where people leave their Bibles open, you know, in their home. They open it to Psalms 23 or Psalms 91 or something, or Psalms 90. But Psalms 23, we want to read this and comment on a few verses here for the next few minutes. And you pray that God will help us to do that. You know, I realize more and more, without God, you can do nothing. Without Him. We need Him, don't we? We need the Lord. We need His help, His touch. And I remember when God called me to preach October the 10th, 1976, on a Sunday morning. And the pastor looked at me and said, "Brother Paul, what did God do for you today?" I said, "God called me to preach Sunday morning, October the 10th, 1976. He said, "Well, you just go ahead and get ready to preach Wednesday night." First he asked me, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes, sir, I'm sure." He said, "Okay, you get ready to preach Wednesday night." And I preached Wednesday night and invited this man, invited him to church, of course, at work. I went in Monday morning and told him, I said, "Kenny, God called me to preach yesterday." And he said, looked at me right strange, and said, "Paul," he said, "I've known you for 2 years, and you've been preaching to me for 2 years. And I said, "No, God called me to preach. Would you come on Wednesday night?" You know what, Kenny? He came to church on that Wednesday night, drove over 30 miles to get there, and he walked the aisle that night and got saved. And the Lord just spoke to my heart when he walked the aisle and said, "Son, you keep preaching, and I'll keep doing that." Amen. You keep preaching, and I'll keep saving. So that's what I've been doing. Amen. For 46 years. And I praise the Lord that God has been so good. 47 years, I guess it is now. It's been a while, hasn't it? So Psalms 23, let's read it, and we'll comment on a few of the verses here. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of Thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Father, thank you for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for this psalm tonight. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would anoint me and use me tonight, Lord. We realize, Lord, without you, we cannot accomplish anything tonight. But we do pray that you would accomplish something through us tonight, Lord. We're just a vessel. And we ask thee, God, to help us to put this vessel before your throne tonight, Lord, and ask you to use it for your glory. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for loving us. Thank you for this psalm, and pray that, dear God, that your will would be done as we speak from this psalm tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Amen for praying. Thank you for being praying for me, and pray that the Lord will bless us tonight. David, as he was, writing this psalm, of course, David was a shepherd. And he mentions here, he said that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd tonight. And I like what it says in Portuguese. in the Portuguese Bible, I was going to bring it, but I didn't. But anyway, in the Portuguese Bible, it says, O Senhor é meu pastor, e nada me faltará. In other words, the Lord is my pastor, and I shall not want anything. And you know, if you translate the word shepherd, that's what it is. It's pastor. That's what it means. The Lord is my pastor. He's the one who pastors us. He's one, we're the sheep, in other words, of his flock. And I'm thankful for that tonight. You know, the Lord, you know, he's not just a Lord, or he is the Lord. I think about John 14. He says, the Lord, you know, he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. And here David is saying he's the Lord. I looked the word up. This word is in capital letters, and so I wanted to know what David was talking about. And it means the all-sufficient, all self-existing God. Amen. He's the Jehovah God that is self-existing. And I praise the Lord that there is no other God. He is the Lord. And we can dogmatically say that, can't we? That he is our Lord. He is the great I am. He is the one that we trust in tonight. I read over in Corinthians, it says, we know that an idol is nothing in this world, and there is none other God but one. Amen? There's none other God but one. He is the God that we serve tonight. And they all other idols are no gods. Is there a God besides me? Yea. In Isaiah, he says, there is no God. We serve the true and the living God tonight. And listen, he is our Lord. He is our pastor. He is our shepherd that takes care of us as his sheep. And he knows how to take care of the sheep. Amen. He does. He is Lord. Paul said this. He said, Paul had persuaded and turned away much people. They were talking about him, saying that there be no gods which are made with hands. And I have to say amen. There are no other gods. I went to Brazil for years, been working there in Brazil, and all the statues and all the images and all the things that people bow down to, but there is only one God. The Lord is the God of heaven, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else, according to Deuteronomy 4:39. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me, there is no God. So praise the Lord tonight. We know that there are any other gods. Amen. There is only one God, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our God. And David was talking about that God that he serves. He said, the Lord is. And that's really what got my hold of my heart, that the Lord is. You know, Brother Guyland tonight singing, he's saying that the Lord is good. He is good. Amen. He is good. The Lord is. He is present tonight in our midst. In Psalms 145, if you have your Bibles, look at Psalms 145 just for a moment. Look at Psalms chapter 145. I was reading this verse, and David, he believed in eternal security. He believed in eternal life. In Psalms 145, he said, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. So David knew that what he had was eternal, amen? What he had was something that was, I'm going to bless your name, Lord, forever. Every day, he said, verse 2, I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. That's what you and I are going to do. We're going to praise him throughout eternity. It says in verse 3, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His goodness is unsearchable. So what is the Lord? The Lord is great. The Lord is great tonight. You know, you look up those words and you see that, you know, superior. He is great. He is our all in all. The Lord is.
verse number 7 says, they shall abundantly utter the memory of the great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord is good. The Lord Jesus, he is great. The Bible says that the Lord, in Proverbs 18:10, the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, they run into it and are safe. He's our refuge, isn't he? He's the one that we escape to when we have needs. Every day I try to escape to him. Every day I try to get all out of the bed. First thing I want to do is get on my knees and thank him for another day. Every day I want to praise and honor his wonderful name. Why? Because he's God. He's the Lord. He's the great I am. Like what David said, you know, he's gracious and he's good and he's righteous. But David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd tonight. And thank God that he's your shepherd tonight. He's the one that takes care of us, takes everything our needs. He's our Savior. The Bible says in the book Isaiah 43:11, I am the Lord, and besides thee there is no Savior. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one door. And Jesus said, I am the door, didn't he? I am the door. I am the door to the sheep. I'm the good shepherd, he said. Acts 4:12 said, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's in his name. He is my shepherd. He's my Savior. He's my strength. He's my security. He's the rock of my salvation. He is my shepherd. The book of Matthew said that, I like these words. He said, he is not here. He is not here, for he has risen. Thank God. Amen. He's not here. He's all these things to us, but thank God on that third day, he resurrected from the dead, amen. And our faith, our trust, our confidence, everything is in him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Can we say that tonight? This young girl said she'd memorized Psalms 23, and her mother said, why don't you just go ahead and quote it to me? She said, okay, the Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. She had it pretty close, didn't she? The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I'm glad he's my shepherd tonight. I'm glad that the shepherd that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, sometimes the shepherd, he has to kind of calm the sheep down and get the sheep to lie down, because a lot of times they don't want to rest. Sometimes they have to take and persuade them they can't rest. But the Lord, David said, the Lord maketh me to lie down. I said, Brickman, it's talking about being forced. No, it's not. It's talking about persuasion. You know, God sometimes causes us to be still so that we can rest. Any of you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes God gets us to lay down. Sometimes God makes us to stop. Sometimes God gives persuasion for us to lay down. Why? So we could rest. He'll give us rest. One man said, I'll rest when I get to heaven. Amen, I'll wait till I get to heaven. But I want to serve and worship and honor him. But sometimes God, he said, it maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, the shepherd in those days, they'd always go before the sheep, as according to John 10, too. He goeth before his sheep. They would go and prepare a place for them to to be able to eat and go before them. And you know, that's what a shepherd does. He goes before us. And you know, every meal that you and I will ever need, God has already made provisions for that. We don't have to want. We don't have to want because God said, I'll take care of you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these, the dress and all these food and everything. He has already went before us, thank God, and he's already prepared a place for us, hasn't he? He went to heaven, didn't he? He went to heaven, prayer place, John 14. He said, if I go and prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The Lord Jesus, he went out before the sheep and prepared a place for us. And I'm so thankful. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And amazing how the Lord directs us and leads us. God called me, I may have mentioned before, God called me to the mission field. When he did, I called my mother-in-law and told her, I said, God has called us to the mission field and we're going to go to Brazil. I'm not going to repeat everything she said, but I'll summarize it for you. You can go. She's not going. After about 3 days, she called me back and said, I'm sorry. But you know, when he leads us, don't he, Brother Lassie? He leads us. He directs us. He's the one. You know, Bible talks about he leadeth us with his eye. He controls. Thank God for that. Our yieldedness to him, we need to yield to him and allow him to lead us where he wants us to be. He leadeth me beside the still waters. They said that these waters are, they can't rush in water. Sheep, if they get close to it, they get wet or something and they fall in and drown. But they said they cut out of the stream. The shepherd, he'll cut out a stream and make a still waters to where they can drink without fear. Boy, I love it when God lets you get a drink, don't you? Without fear, he gives you a drink. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Now in verse number 2, it's physical. He lead the sheep. It's physical, but in verse number 3, he restoreth my soul. It's spiritual. You know, sometimes God has to cause us to rest so that he can lead us, so he can restore our soul. And tonight I want to say, listen, thank God for the many, many, many days and nights that God has restored my soul, that God has given me fresh presence of the Lord in my life. I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God for that small, still voice. You know, a sheep, they're trained and they'll listen to the voice of their shepherd. It's sort of like John 10, right? My sheep, what they do, they hear my voice. And I know them. And I give unto them eternal life. He speaks to our hearts. I'm so thankful for that. He's a great shepherd. He's a good shepherd. The Bible talks about the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10:14 says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. He's not only the good shepherd, he is a great shepherd. We find that in the book of Hebrews chapter number 13. The Bible says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. He's not only the good shepherd, but he's a great shepherd. Amen? He's a great shepherd. He careth for us. He gave his life. One writer said that in the Old Testament, the sheep gave their life for the shepherd. And in the New Testament, the shepherd gave his life for the sheep. He's a good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. Then he's the chief shepherd. In the book of Peter says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The chief shepherd. There are under shepherds, and then there are one chief shepherd, and he is that. Amen. Pastors are under shepherds. He said that, you know, shepherds here, they knew their sheep. But they said, you know, like Job, you know, Job had 7,000 of them. That's pretty long sheep, isn't it? That's what he had to start with. You know what he had later on in life? It doubled, didn't it? He had 14,000. And we find that Solomon, he sacrificed 120,000 sheep. But Jesus is a chief shepherd. He's over all. They said they used to, when you have such a big number of sheep, that they would separate them and have shepherds or under shepherds to take care of the different groups that they would separate them in. But then the chief shepherd would always come around and be over the shepherds. Amen. We have one of them, don't we? We have one. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. I pray tonight, you know, you may be here and you may need a little restoring. You may need the shepherd to restore you. Nothing in this life worth it, worth not being restored. Restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads us. He directs us. And I'm glad he does. I'm glad we got a shepherd that watches over us 24 hours a day. The Lord is our shepherd. He's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You can trust the Lord, can't you? You can trust him. The Lord is my rock. He is my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Boy, I tell you, he just couldn't get it all out, could he? That's what God is. He's all of these things to us. I thought about, he is my buckler and the horn of my salvation. I want to understand what that means, the horn of my salvation. Well, the horns of the altar. Remember when someone would kill someone unawares, they'd go grab a hold of the horns of the altar. It's a place of power and authority. And so he is the shepherd. He is the in the place of authority and power in our lives, a symbol of strength and power and dominion and glory. He's our shepherd. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 28 says, the Lord the strength is my defense and my God, the rock and my refuge. Thank God that he's our shepherd. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, just the valley, isn't it? Just the valley of the shadow of death. If the Lord doesn't come back and rapture us out, we're going to face that one day. We're going to face that. We just thank God that brother that there in Brazil that had a heart attack on Wednesday. They lost him a couple times, and the next day the nurse came in and was talking to him and said, I said, do you know what you went through yesterday? She said, you know, we lost you two or three times. You about left this world, she said. He said, looked up at her and said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to meet my Lord, if so be, he said. He said, but I don't want to leave my family. He said, but I am ready to meet God. And she said, how in this world can you be ready to meet God? How do you know that you're ready to meet God? Then he had a chance to tell her and witness to her about the Lord. About dead, but still witnessing, amen. He said, the Bible gives me that assurance. He said, the Word of God gives me that peace. The Word of God gives me that assurance that I'm going to meet the Lord one day. And I'm ready to meet Him. Though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death, it was a place, a ravine that where, and naturally speaking, where animals, you know, attack the sheep. But it's just a valley of the shadow of death. Darkness on this side and light on that side. Dr. Sotler said one time, I mean, I've always wanted to go out in the rapture. I wanted to escape, you know, that death. But Dr. Sotler said one time, he said, you know what? He said, I don't want to go out in the rapture. He said, I want to go through death. Because he said, I read in the Bible where death is precious in the eyes of God. The death of his saint, the Bible says, is precious. He said, I want to see, I want to have that, according to Peter, that abundant entrance into glory. And that's how you get there, through death. No, I think I'll go out in the rapture. How about you? I'm not anxious to leave anyway, amen. You know, it said he walks through it. You know, his staff, the rod and staff, you know, the rod was to protect them and the staff was to direct them and comfort them, the staff was, but the rod was to keep off the animals and different ones, different things that bothered the sheep. But he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In other words, God is going to protect you and I. God is going to take care of you and I until the day, amen, that we go home either by the way of the grave or by the way of the rapture. And I notice here that how that when he ended up verse 4, he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. It's like, you know, after that shadow of death, there's going to be a table set. We're looking forward to that too, aren't we? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Wow. Folks, God is taking care of his sheep. And he's going to take care of us until we get home. Think about that. In the presence of thine enemy, he prepares a table in the presence of the enemy and anoints my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, he said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a promise we have. We have a promise. It's a personal Lord. It's a personal Savior. It's a personal shepherd. Provides for us, gives us peace, restores us, leads us, and we have a future in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I'm glad that I know that. I'm glad that peace is in my heart and soul tonight, that I know, thank God, that he's my shepherd, and I know that I'm going to glory. I know that table is going to be prepared one day as well. But thank God tonight for the goodness of God. Isn't it wonderful to be saved and know the Lord? And remember that day we got born again, got into the family of God. For me, it was a long time ago. I accepted the Lord about 12 years old. That's 60 years ago. I trusted him as my Savior, but I think he saved me in the seat before I ever came to the altar. I believe when I surrendered to him in that seat, he saved my soul. And I was in the back of the church, and I come to the altar, and I didn't remember. I didn't remember coming from the pew to the altar. And I asked the preacher one time, older preacher, I said, "How come I cannot remember from the time I got saved to the altar, or when I surrendered to the altar?" He said, "Son, you died and resurrected." Amen. Died and resurrected. So God's good. Brother Daniel, you want to come, brother, and finish the service tonight? Thank you. Thank you so much for giving me this time and giving me the opportunity to speak and preach the Word of God. And I just seen Psalms 23 in another light this past week or so. And he is our shepherd tonight. Thank God for that. Brother Daniel. Thank you.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Let's stand. Musicians make their way to the instruments and they can play as soon as they get there. What a powerful reminder. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's not just a shepherd. He's not just a good shepherd. He's not just a great shepherd. He's my shepherd. And this morning we heard about hope. We heard about Ruth. And tonight we've heard about the one who made their lives all work together, the shepherd. Maybe tonight you just need to come and be reminded of his tender watch care over your heart, over your life, and over your soul. You need to be encouraged by that truth. And I want to encourage you, if the Lord's ministered to your heart tonight, why don't you come and make the altar a place where you just thank the Lord. You just spend some time in the shepherd's presence. You just rejoice in his goodness to you. As the song was sung tonight, you are always only good. What a joy, what a wonderful reminder. Maybe it's just right there where you are. You need to pray and ask the Lord to help make the path clear. Just tell the Lord, "God, I'm one of your sheep, and I just want to follow you. The way is dark right now. The path is uncertain. It is to me, but I know it's not to you." And just pledge to him. Commit your way, the Bible says, unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. And that's what we need to do tonight. Oh, what a joy, I said this morning. What a joy the faith life is. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to know what's around the next corner. All you have to know is the shepherd. Father, thank you so much for this truth that Brother Pritchard has had pressed down upon him and he's delivered to us this evening. There's no wonder why this 23rd Psalm is such a precious one for so many people. Lord, these thoughts are precious. They're a great reminder. And Lord, I thank you so much. We as a church thank you that you are our shepherd, that we shall not want, that you will make us lay down in green pastures. You will lead us beside still waters. And we will never have, as the little girl said in the joke that he mentioned, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want." Lord, that's what we say tonight. We thank you and we pray that you'd help us to follow that truth out and bear it out in our lives as we go. Lord, thank you so much for your goodness. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Brother Pritchard, for that wonderful thought this evening. And we are grateful to have had the reminder. And here in just a moment, we'll be dismissed. And Brother Pritchard, if you want to spend some time in the lobby, the people will come by and maybe say a word to you, greet him, and thank him for the message as you leave. But just a reminder, as the service closes, if you are an usher, or you would like to be in the usher ministry, or at least like to know what it would take or what's involved in that, I want to encourage you to make your way forward and just come sit right here in the center section for a brief meeting and at the end of the service. But we are thankful to have been here in church this evening. Brother Dan, do we need anything? Brother Kyle? All right, well, I guess that's all we've got for you today. Hopefully you had a good time in church today. And as you go, fellowship with some. But if you can take the fellowship out so the meeting doesn't have to shout over you to be heard, that would be a great blessing. You are dismissed. Thank you.